All right, we're here with Tom DiPietro, who has won the Democratic primary tonight at for the Hudson Common Council president. Are you there, Tom?
Yep, I'm here.
Were you surprised? You won pretty handily, right?
Yeah, quite decisively, as my opponents put it. So yeah, no, I wasn't surprised. I mean, he worked hard. But, you know, he's new. He's kind of new to the area, so he had a lot long way to go.
And what did you think of the turnout and with the new ward boundaries?
The turnout is really quite phenomenal for a primary. I think people understood that it was an important primary, so they came out. And everything looks great. I mean, there's still some action in November. In certain wards, but there's some really decisive victories of some new people who I'm really excited about seeing on the council with me.
And in your race, is there any action in November, or is it going to take a write-in campaign to...
It could only be a write-in campaign at this point.
Because you're going to appear on what lines in November?
I will now be on the Democratic, the Republican, the Conservative, and the Working Families.
And so only a write-in campaign, and that's only the case in about half the races now? There's still a couple competitions?
Yeah, let me see. This one's done. I think the fourth ward supervisor will still be a competition no matter what the dem line is. The aldermen in the second ward, there'll be four people instead of three. And let's see, and the alderman in the fourth ward, there'll still be three, no matter who wins the Democratic nomination. So there'll be definitely activity in two of the wards in November.
And were you surprised or disappointed with any, was there any voting problems, irregularities, or?
I heard of none. Everything seems to run smoothly, according to what I heard, so... It looks good. There are a lot of absentees in the fourth ward, so that could even change the results as they're posted right now. So, and I think there are some absentees in the second, too, but I'm not sure about the other wards.
The Mussman-Hughes race is the closest one, right? Is that the one? Are there absentees in that race?
Yes, there's more than enough absentees to turn that race around. Apparently there's something like 28 absentees, and she's ahead by 15 votes, so...
So that won't be discovered for at least a day or two?
Yeah, there's absentees get I forget what the deadline is for them to be mailed in.
So they won't even start counting them for a few days then?
Correct.
But you looks like have at least something of a mandate.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, yeah. I mean, I worked hard at it, so... I'm not sure exactly what that means other than that, you know, now I have to come through with some of the things I promised.
And so what do you want to work on? What do you want to get to work on first, I guess, in January?
Yeah. I'll get a lot of things in motion before then. I'll give a lot of thought to what the committees are going to be. I want to realign the committees. And in terms of housing, I would even like to think of something stronger like a task force to really get us working on it, because that's a high priority in the city of Hudson. So, a lot of planning, just so that we can hit the ground running in January, because, you know, pretty much Rick is mayor, and with me as Common Council president, pretty much locked in, we can work with the current mayor and Common Council president to get things going. You know, we don't have to just wait till January to make a transition.
And
or even November.
Did you hear any good ideas from any of the candidates who lost, perhaps, that you might want to keep pull into discussion next year?
Yes, especially from the challenger in my race. He's a man of many ideas. He needs to work a little bit on how to sort of be a team player when it comes to enacting certain ideas. But some of his ideas are superb, And I look forward to seeing him continue to work on them. I mean, he has proposals for, he has a county-level proposal for to revise or to at least examine how we get our tax revenue proportioned to us from the county. And that's, to me, a no-brainer in the sense of if he can demonstrate that we're really being underpaid, that would be great because it would be revenue without raising taxes. He also has a couple of zoning ideas that are worth considering. I'm critical of a couple of them, but, you know, he's really good with reading. I mean, he's a lawyer, so he knows how to read a lot of these documents that can be really deadly dull and working through them and coming up with some good ideas. So I look forward to working with him.
All right. Tom DiPietro with, it was 415 votes.
That's what it says right here on the primary election. It's unofficial, but 415 to 274.
There's a bunch of write-in votes, and I'm sure there's some absentee votes in your, yeah. But probably not enough to overcome that large margin at this point.
Exactly. I don't think there's enough. And the Steve Dunn has already conceded
to me,
so.
He did to you, too. He called in also and conceded on the air, too.
Oh, I didn't know that. I've been busy with other things. There is a possibility that he'll get the independence. There were 19 voters for the independence line. But he did tell me in a text that even if he gets that, he would not continue his campaign.
All right, and we won't know who those. So there could be someone on the if someone got two votes, they'll be on the independence line.
No, there were 19 write-ins, so who knows?
Right, but I mean, if one of the write-ins got two votes...
Oh, yes, I see what you mean.
Then they'll be on the independence line. Otherwise, I don't think they'd list all 19, probably. I don't know.
Oh, I don't think it's 19 different people. I think it's not clear how many, you know, could be...
Right, I'm just saying at this point, as far as we know, it's 19 different people, but it...
Correct.
Yeah. All right, Tom DiPietro, anything else you want to tell voters or people that didn't vote for you, anything...
You know, it wasn't a highly contentious campaign, and the reason I dealt with other parties as well is because I'm willing to listen to anybody who lives in Hudson. You know, it's time that Hudson works more in concert, and that'll be a great thing. So I look forward to the future here a lot, and thanks to all those people who voted for me.
All right, congratulations, and thanks for calling in.
Yep, thank you, Tom.
All right, we'll talk to you later, Tom.
I can't wait to get back on the air.
Yeah, soon. All right.
Bye-bye.